My grandpa was the only policeman in a little town for years. He carried an old blackjack. I'm sure that's probably illegal now, but here, did you ever see leather? The hand was wrapped in lead. He popped it like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's illegal now. I don't think he ever used it, but he did carry it. That's what he did.
That would be a good deterrent.
I think so. A couple questions about kinds of storms. Can you just name a few high wind storms? For example, if you were in Florida, you might run into
a hurricane.
Or out in Kansas, you might be hit by
a dust storm.
Or one with a big funnel would be
a tornado. We've had one here.
Oh, really? I didn't realize it was this quite as far.
They don't often come, and my husband, who was raised in Mississippi, looked up and said that looks like a tornado cloud, and we were in the car, and before we had gone 5 minutes, it had funneled down and hit.
The section I grew up in, right outside Montgomery, Alabama, was hit by a tornado one time, just leveled the whole section, just a tremendous amount of damage. So I've always been a little frightened of those things. What about the kind of storm you might have where you have freezing rain or rain, and then right after it rains, it just freezes?
Hail.
And what about if it's maybe after it's quit raining, it suddenly, the temperature is dropping, it just freezes then. It makes a lot of ice and things.
Hoarfrost.
I'd never seen much snow or ice until I came here. I think I'd seen snow twice before I came to Knoxville. And saw enough last winter to last me a while.
Yes.
That's
the most we've had. Now we can go for winters and not have any. We can go for winters and not wear our coat.
In Alabama it snowed in Montgomery. Outside Montgomery in 1962, and then again, 1962, and then again in 1964, and that was it until I came up here. Can remember that.
It's
the
not
and everything.
As much fun as you think.
That's true. Next question is about kinds of crime and so forth. A woman who sells herself for money, you call her a
prostitute.
And any other names that you might normally use?
No, not normally. I've heard a few, but I can't think of them just offhand.
What about
whore?
What about the building where a group of them might work? A group of prostitutes. Any name for that?
A house of ill repute, which is going back to Victorian times.
I guess it really would be in an area where it's illegal. I don't guess there'd be any house. I guess that house anyway.
There's some, but they're usually Mrs. So-and-so's house.
the manager of a group of prostitutes, any name for?
The madam.
What if it's a man rather than a woman who's the manager?
I am not certain. I am not certain if a pimp manages one or a group.
That's what I've heard, pimp, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think either way, as far as I know.